Turning to Panchaganapati, first day of Panchaganapati today. Open house is tomorrow, is it? How many people you think you'll have? A few? Anyway, tomorrow is our annual open house for the mission here and everywhere else too. I think they've chosen the same day. I know I was just reading in Mauritius announcement this morning before coming. Their open house is today. They were delegating out all their duties. So Gurudeva's idea is that once a year we open up and invite our neighbors and friends to the church activity so that it shows we like them. We are like them. We're not strange. We're not a cult. We're not different. And that our values are, in many ways, our basic values are similar to theirs. It's a way of bonding, nice way of bonding, and not and lessening any sense of separation or differentness. Open house once a year. Monastery is naturally developing its own open house, the timing of which seems to fit best in our Guru Purnima activities. So we're thinking of having another open house like Gurudeva held a couple of years ago with the mayor and so forth, having another open house in July for the monastery. So Panchaganapati, our five-faced friend, five darshans, fits in nicely with the concept of anger, because the first shakti is, of course, the vibration in the home, or in our case here, the vibration of the monastery. And it's a very tangible object. We can't see it because it's astral, but we can feel it. If it's upset, we sure know it. You walk into someone's home and you can feel the vibration right away. You know, you're very sensitive, particularly if you've never been there, you'll tend to feel it more objectively, because it's a natural part of the instinctive mind is to check out something new. It's like a cat walking outside a door. You know how cautious cats are. Should I go out? What's out there? Maybe I won't. Maybe I will. The big decision of their life, you know, should I walk through this door? And they change their mind sometimes and come back in. So, like being a cat walking into someone's home, you know, we're sensitive to the vibration, which is the first shakti. Does it feel? How does it feel? Does it feel harmonious? Does it feel upset? Does it feel religious? Does it feel crude? You know, what is the feeling in the home? So, of course, argument, anger, mess it up. Create a rocky vibration. You walk into a home in which argument happens a lot, you'll feel it in your solar plexus. It'll slightly upset you. If you're involved in argument, then of course it really upsets the solar plexus. But just walking into a vibration where argument regularly takes place, we can feel it. Definitely feel it. So that's the first shakti. So we need the vibration in the home to be harmonious for anything more subtle to work. So we can't expect the third shakti, wealth, to work out well if the first shakti is upset. If our home life isn't going along well, it shrinks our wealth in some way. At least the opportunities to acquire more wealth diminish. Likewise, the opportunities to acquire more wealth expand when the first shakti in the home is stronger. For someone who's financially oriented, one example is to go into the home and start an argument. It's like taking $50 out of your wallet and burning it. No, you're throwing away your wealth. You may not realize it, but that's what's happening, diminishing your wealth. And then the first three have to be going well in order for culture to manifest. It's like if people are totally involved in feeding themselves, clothing themselves, housing themselves, if that takes up all the time, then there's no time, there's no energy left over to do more cultured things, be involved in music, singing, dance. Our life has to be going well so that the basics don't consume all our time and the problems of our life don't consume all our time. There's enough sublimity, there's enough financial abundance. Then we can think about culture. And then eventually we become religious. Wonder if there's five rats. For a bunch of kind of but one very active one. So the idea is that we need harmony in the home, we need absence of anger and argument in order for our spiritual life to advance, even for our material life to advance. We need that in a significant way. And of course, this doesn't mean there should be no disagreement. We're not saying everyone should look at everything the same way. We're saying disagreements should be handled in a cultured way. Disagreements are fine. It's not natural to look at everything the same way all the time. But it's how disagreements are handled that's the important thing. Are they handled by getting angry, by getting nasty with one another, by sulking, by becoming silent? Are they handled in a cultured way? Sit down, have a cup of tea together, smile, talk it out, and work out the problem without any emotion coming up. So one key to handling it in a cultured way is trying to respect everyone else's opinion, giving as much importance to their opinion as you give to your own opinion. Of course, we value our own opinion. It's ours, right? And it's usually the best, or always the best, however we look at ourselves. Or maybe it's never the best, you know, if we don't have much self-confidence. But normally people think their opinion is pretty good. So if we give the same amount of value to everyone else's opinion we're discussing things with, that's a good key to handling it in a cultured way. So, we're off on a wonderful moksha ritual, a wonderful journey together through the next 4 months. A wonderful day and week. Om Namah Shivaya.